Was the cider section of the business, do you think, rather a small enterprise, or, you know, was it quite a large part?
I should say it was a general mixture with cheese presses and they used to make the harrows, you know, the chain harrows. A different type of thing, what the horses used to pull for harrowing the ground, quite different to the modern structures. But they were all cast iron. Well, then they used to make the old-fashioned tedders. There's still some of those about, you know, when you get a boat, you see them lying about. That was a thing that worked off cogs, big cogs, it's fitted to the wheels, the two wheels. And then they had like rotors go round with iron spikes in. They pick up the hay, see it scatter. Dangerous things they used to be. There were no guards on them, see, in those days. Tedders, hay tedders they used to call them. We used to have about 5-6 rows that went across and fitted with these iron spikes about this long, about 9 inches long. Of course, when horse were pulling them, they revolved at a pretty high rate because the big cog wheel that were fitted to the wheel was quite a big circular thing. And that was driving the smaller cog. They used to go around at a good old pace. Well, they had to toss it out because they used to toss it yards behind.
What about the presses? Did they make the screws for the presses themselves, or did they?
Yes. They had their own screw cutting apparatus and that.
Did they make them different sizes, or all the same size, as far as you know?
They made single presses and double presses, but the motive on the top, the milking seam with the horse and cart and dog and the two cows under the tree, one lay down, one stood up, that was on the single presses as well as the double press.
That's the cheese presses,
yeah.
Isn't it? Mm. Yes. I was wondering about the cider presses, whether they made the screws for those as well, the huge screws for the cider presses.
Yes, I expect they made a lot of those in their time.
Mm.
Don't doubt about it.
Mm. Have you ever come across a cider press that had the day name on it?
No, I never have. Mm. Never.
No.
It would be difficult to know where to put on a cider press, actually, because there was so much woodwork. There was the two big things, the bed, what they used to call the summer, and then there was the big one that had come down that was called the winter. Summer and winter, they used to call them.
Oh, yes.
Those two colossal things.
Is it that way around? Because summer.
Well, it could be the other way around. I can't remember. It could be the other way around.
Right, yes. They're lovely names for them,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I wonder why they called them that.
Yeah. Did you ever make cider yourself?
Yes. Yeah, we got this old windlass bolt single screw press out there now in the house.
Oh, I'd like to have a look later, that would be all right.
Mm.
Yes. And you made it on that, did you?
Yeah.